It's time to butcher the pigs at Green Mountain Girls Farm in Northfield. Co-owner Laura Olson unwraps a halved carcass. The farm has a retail cutting license that allows them to butcher inspected meat, which this pig was after it was slaughtered at Royal Butcher in Randolph 2 days ago. Olson could have arranged for an on-site slaughter under the new law. An itinerant slaughterer or the buyer of the animal could have done it, but in either case, Olson wouldn't be able to process the uninspected meat afterward.
To have the flexibility to do some on-farm slaughter, at least, would be really nice.
Olson says she can tell it stresses her animals to transport them to the slaughterhouse. And
there's a slaughter fee and a box fee and then a basically dealing with waste fee. And that's actually one of the places where on-farm slaughter we could save a lot of money because we do high-quality compost.
The wording of the rule is also unclear.
The agency says that they want it to be interpreted as you can sell one live animal to one individual person.
Graham Unangst Rufenacht contracts with the Maple Hill School and Community Farm in Plainfield to raise cattle on their land.
In the law, it says whole or half animal, and it uses both the term individual and person, which, you know, looking through a legal dictionary, looks like that can point to an individual grouping of people or a person, which is actually a corporated group of people.
These nuances got Unangst Rufenacht into a bit of trouble with the Vermont Agency of Agriculture when he tried to sell the beef from two cows to six people. He says the one animal, one buyer rule is problematic.
To find one person who wants to take home 400 to 600 pounds of beef and arrange for the slaughter on their own is a feat. That's a lot of beef. And it's not only a lot of beef to eat, it's a lot of beef to store.
Unangst Rufenacht admits that he didn't actually read the law beforehand. He went by other people's interpretations. Even so,
if I had read the law beforehand, I would have had a lot of questions.
Andrea Stander is executive director of the advocacy group Rural Vermont.
It's very complex. Federal rules, state rules, animal health rules, all kinds of things. The way in which all these things intersect is incredibly complex. It's very difficult for farmers and or consumers to really understand in some total way how all this stuff affects them.
I think the law was fine the way it was.
Randy Quinville is Meat Section's program chief for the Agency of Agriculture. His main problem with the law is sanitation. He says the old law actually had stricter sanitation rules when it came to slaughtering for other people non-commercially than the new law has for commercial on-farm slaughter.
Before, it was pretty laid out. Sanitary conditions are hot and cold running water, washable floors, wall ceilings.
Now, sanitary is defined more loosely. And
there is no enforcement piece to that. You know, unless somebody gets sick and then you start looking at it.
Quinville says he'd rather see more farmers build their own commercial slaughter facilities or use the ones that already exist.
Everybody wants to support the local farmer, but the local farmers don't want to support the local slaughterhouses, which are all local businesses just like them.
The law requires record keeping, and the agency is starting to look into potential violations. So far, Quinville says he's gotten records for 8 on-farm slaughters at 5 farms. That's for 35 animals, but Quinville isn't so sure about that last number. He thinks some of the forms may have been filled out incorrectly. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.